to all, but especially to children. What do I need to do if I really, really, really want to, with all of my heart, be in love with Jesus? That's something the children can be thinking about even now, because none of you have not heard or seen in your parents and other people something of what love for Jesus looks like. There is a lot I can do if I want to fall in love with Him, if I want to be more in love with Him, if I really, really, really want to love Him. I can think about Him, I can look at Him, I can think about what is important to Him. I can spend my time around people who I know love Him. Because if I want to love, the thing I'm going to do is spend time with people who do. Okay, if you want to love, if you want to learn how to love, spend your time with people who love. And you'll see some real, live, living examples. You will be encouraged. If you wanted to be a selfish person, you could spend your time with people who are selfish, and you'd be pretty selfish. Well, we're talking about love here, and if you want to learn how to love, take a look around at the examples around you, at people that you know, that you've received love from, or that you've witnessed giving love to other people. You've seen how they love. Copy their example. See what they do. See how they talk. See how they act. What tone of voice do they use with other people? What do their eyes do? How do they connect with the world around them? Copy those examples of places where you know God's love lives. Because if I want to love, the thing I'm going to do is spend time with people who do. I'm going to spend time thinking about it. I'm going to spend time doing it, actually loving people, loving the adults in your life, loving your siblings, those who are in your home that might be harder to love. Love comes in lots of different packages. Some of them are acts of kindness, patience, giving explanation to a young child, younger children, loving by not being a pest, right? Listening to what your older brothers and sisters might say to you. So I'm going to spend time thinking about it, and I'm going to spend time doing it. There is not a guarantee for any of us that we are just going to, quote, happen into a relationship with God where one day, all of a sudden, we're going to love Jesus. It doesn't happen that way. It's not just suddenly this big rainbow is going to just come over your head and you're suddenly just going to be swept up with a bunch of love. It's not that way. You make choices each day to sow seeds generously in the garden of your heart where you're sowing richly to that patch called love in your life, which you want to be central in your heart, loving people and loving God. It doesn't just happen all of a sudden. But as children, even now, you can begin making decisions to think about Him and to care about Him, to think about God and to care about God. That means you're going to have to use your mind, you're going to have to work with your mind to think about things, to think about God, to think about what you hear, to think about what other people are doing, to think about how you can act, to think about what is important to Him and care about what is important to Him. To believe that He is real and to talk to Him, knowing that He is real and knowing that He hears you and knowing that He loves you. The scriptures say that the way we are changed to be like Him and part of how we fall in love with Him is as we behold Him, as we look at Him, as we spend our thought time and energy looking at Him, looking at Him, looking, capital letters, at Him. Thinking about Him, caring about what is important to God, gazing upon His loveliness, singing songs to Him, spending time with those that we know by the fruit of their lives and by the look on their face that they love Him. If I want to love someone that they love, then I am going to be spending time with them saying, can you tell me more about this Jesus that you love? Can you tell me more about this person that seems to change your life and your attitudes and your dispositions? Very simple thought, but it's really not much more complicated than that. We are not out to live life the right way. We are just here to love Jesus with all of our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and all of our energy and affection, that we would love Him. Children, don't wait for someday when you are older, 14, 15, 25, 50, that someday you think, when I get older, I will give my life to Jesus just like so-and-so did. even now, if you are 6, 7, 8, or even 12, even now, begin spending your heart energy thinking about and caring about the things that are important to Him. It's as we look at Him, as we behold Him, that we fall in love with Him. You will become what you think about, and you will become what you care about. You think about God, you love Him, and do the things in here that He was talking about, you'll be changed to be more and more and more like God. If you haven't given your life to Him yet, you spend time thinking about God, one day you will live in God, and He will live in you. It's just the way that it is. It's the way God promised it would be. It's not complicated. God makes it very simple. Spend your time and your heart and your mind thinking about Him, and you'll be like Him. You'll become like what you think about. It's very simple. You want to think about how much money you're making mowing grass, you know, how many times and calculating, and you put all this energy into being the best lawn mower in the county or whatever. That's all you're going to become. I don't think anybody here really wants that. I see, you know, you guys doing it, but I don't think anybody really wants that. It's kind of a silly example, but I'm just saying that you're going to become whatever you want to think about. Whatever level that you are willing to live with is what you're going to become. Okay, so that's just an encouragement, and it's just all about immersing yourself in anything that has to do with loving God. Any expression you can find around you, in people's lives, in songs that you sing, in the acts of kindness that you do, looking at God, beholding Him, noticing God in the things that He does, and thanking Him for it. You know, not stopping by just saying, oh, that's a nice sunset, but going on to say, God, you're a magnificent painter. Look at you. You're wonderful. You're expressed in your creation. All of these are just shadows of who you are, the beauty of your life. All these trees out here that are so green and well-watered, I mean, that's all a picture and just a reminder of what a well-watered tree is going to be and how it grows and provides shade and beauty and homes for the animals and all of that. I mean, all that's meant to be a picture and cause you to think about God, to dwell on who He is. These are all windows into God's character, and especially the lives around you and the kindnesses that you see, the love that you experience when a gift is given to you. Thank Him. Thank Him from your heart. Thank you, God. That's from you. Use all of those things to get to know Him and to look at Him and to behold Him in all those little things that you do in a day. We're not talking about big, momentous, you know, huge things you need to do to love God. We're just talking about day-to-day interactions that you have with the people around you and with God Himself, just one little thing at a time. Choosing to fix your eyes on Jesus and to fix your thoughts on Jesus. It is possible. You've got to fix your eyes and mind on something, right? Why not fix it on Jesus? Why waste time thinking about anything but Him and how He can be everything to you? Nothing else is worth it. There's nothing else worth living for.